90s all over again. It's not the way that you dress, it's just the way that you are. Talk about the past, it went so fast we didn't see it end. I wanna do it again. I wanna get in the car and turn the radio on so we can choose between CD and cassette. All hail fellow well met, when a blue was a blue and we knew what we knew, cause there was less to forget. Was it you who once said, are we still there yet? Are we still there yet? You took a stand and set your hand for the left of the dial. You were somebody then, you're somebody now. Who wrote this song about a boy with an invisible smile? I'm not so sure how it goes. If you're not dead, take a bow and turn the radio off so we can choose between CD and cassette. All hail fellow well met, when a blue was a blue and we knew what we knew, cause there was less to forget. Was it you who had said, are we still there yet? 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 I'm driving past a field of red poppies, hiding my left arm from the sun. I wouldn't think of stopping now. I'm on my way to see you. All of these thoughts I've been having, sometimes it feels like I'm the only one. I've been on top of the mountain and I do believe it's time for me to come down. I wanna touch you.
Time for me to come down. I'm gonna show you. Time for me to come down. everybody. Well, I can't actually see you. But I'm just gonna ask one question. Is Mike Pence here tonight? I played this little house concert in Philadelphia last night, and I just was like, God, what would we do if he walked in? I'm playing songs, some new stuff and some old songs, celebrating the 20th anniversary of my solo debut album, Diary of a Mod Housewife. And this song I'm about to play was inspired by my daughter. She was about 7 at the time, and I admitted this. She was at my show in New York the other night, and I admitted that I had stolen the title from her and never gave her credit. She brought home 2 portraits from school, one of her father and one of me, and mine was called Kisses, and her dad was called Beer. And his drawing had like stubble on the face, and you know, it was really kind of sad, but I turned this into a song title, and now, you know, there's no money in publishing anymore, so she can't, you know, she's not gonna sue me, I don't think. Put all the bad behind us. Yeah. I just, you know, saw one of the servers walking forward, and it was like a stout, you know, with like a light. There was like a light underneath, you know. After the show, because I'm a professional. I've been doing this a long time. It's funny, like, you know, I just taught at this song camp in Michigan, and someone was like, so how long have you been playing guitar? You know, like as if, you know, I probably just like picked it up like a couple years ago because I'm a girl, or I don't know, you know, I mean, like, well, I don't know, 30 years. But it probably has been that long. Mm-hmm. But I'm thrilled that I get to still do it, and I'm so happy this place is still here. I was one of the early people to play at Jam and Java. And it's like, you know, when I first played here, it felt like there was like a cow pasture next door or something. And now it's just like surrounded by Alphaville or Futurama. But I'm playing some songs from Mod Housewife, like I said, but I'm gonna play another sort of marriage-related song. But for, you know, with a bit of a jaded eye for like a third or fourth marriage. You know I love you 100% of the amount I'm capable of loving you. And you know I need you to the fullest extent. It's feasible for me to be needing you. I believe in us as much or maybe more than I've ever believed in anything before. In a world full of doubt, don't know what I'm sure about, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically true, I mistrust you, but don't take it the wrong way. I'm more gullible than I've ever been. And if they held a contest for the person most likely to fall for your bull, I'd probably win. The thought of us together doesn't fill me with dread. I can picture being with you till one or both of us is dead. At the end of the day, I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. I, your loving Amy Rigby, take you, insert name here, because frankly, I'm just too tired to look around anymore. You drive reasonably well, are no deeper in debt than I am, have most of your own teeth and not much of a prison record, so that's good. Plus, you claim to love my ass, and I have a tape to prove it, which makes me think maybe this thing really could work. However, in the event that our mutual disappointment outweighs the positive aspects of this union, we agree to part without the destruction of crockery, automobiles, or each other's good name in print or in song. At the end of the day, I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. No, you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. One more time, don't suck unless I tell you to, so I'm cynically yours. Gonna be a part of my life. It's like one of those songs that, and I've heard other songwriters say this, that you just like don't actually write the song. It's just, and there's a little bit of a little bit of a shriek from this mic. I don't know, a little high pitched whine. I don't think it's just me. Yeah, like you don't write the song, it's just sort of dictated to you, and you just kind of like have to be there and receive it. And in the case of this song, it was whispered in my ear by Emmylou Harris, and just wrote it down. Time I'm with him, I keep watching. wanting to return to when he was a lesson that I couldn't wait to learn. I don't know how to tell him without being unkind. I loved him more when too maudlin. Let's get mad. By the way, when are you gonna get a real job? security ain't gonna work. That's 20 questions. To make a video for that song, and they said, but before we'll do that, this was, you know, back in the 90s when there was still a music business, they said, before we'll do that, we want you to redo the vocal because it sounds too unhinged. And I wouldn't, and anyway, so never did make that video. But I think that vocal still stands, so this is another from Mod Housewife, and this was when, I don't know, they had opened these wonderful huge bookstores, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and now it's gone back to little independent bookstores, which, you know, those are the ones that are, well, I think Borders is actually out of business, but I was working in Lower Manhattan, working in an office, and there was a new Barnes & Noble there, three stories high with coffee bar, and because it was still so dirty and dangerous and crime-ridden, you couldn't walk in with your bag. You had to give it to a clerk as you walked in the door, and so that inspired this next song.
Knapsack just inside the revolving door. He took my knapsack.
Happy birthday to Karen. I won't say exactly how old she is, but she's getting up there. But I think, you know, we can all agree it only gets better, right? I write it in a song, I even get up on the stage, I'm still invisible. Oh well, invisible. I say to hell with pride, I haven't got a thing to hide, 'cause I'm invisible. I was standing by the ocean in my brand new bathing suit. Guy strolls up and tells me, hey, your daughter's awful cute. I'm invisible. Invisible. I said, she's cute, all right. I hope your sunburn peels tonight. I'm invisible. Now you know my story. At least I think you do. I guess you're out there. I just can't see you. Are you invisible? You must be invisible. I know it hurts to disappear. You've got lots of company here and we're invisible. 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 make use of that famed Jam and Java stage elevator that will help me descend and disappear from the for that. Thanks. I'm going to play a new song for you. I have been writing new songs, I really have. Not as many as I used to, because there's the old ones I want to play, and I don't know what to say anymore, really. You know, like when you're younger, it's all sort of black and white, you know, you hate, you love, you know, like as you get older, it just becomes this kind of gray sort of and so I can't be handled in a 3-minute pop song. That's the problem. But every now and then, you know, something like someone invited me to come and play this town in Texas, and I was like, I gotta cover a song. There's a lot of songs that mention this town in the title. And if I could cover one, I'll be able to pander to the audience, because they'll wonder what the hell I'm doing there. Who's she? So I put it on Facebook, like, hey, you know, like, any suggestions? The suggestions were, it was like 70 answers long. But I, like, none of them felt right to me. I just felt like, I'm not a Texan. I've never been on a cattle drive. I can't. So I just, like, woke up the day before I was going to leave, and I had this song in my head, and so the trip was kind of, didn't really amount to a whole lot, but I got the song out of it. There are places that you hear of all your life, but never make a plan to get to. I've been running out of time to do the things I want, with too much shit to get through. There are people who I love, I only see when I lie sleeping on my pillow. Rub away with elbow grease and Brillo. I actually had to play that song in Cleveland the other week, and you know, I mean, I spent a lifetime there one winter, so. And I was like, should I change that line to Houston or something? But I had to go through with it, and they laughed, you know. As one of them said, hey, if you live here, you got to get used to laughing at things, because. I mean, I have this carefully scripted set, and you know, this is actually a I'm miming to a recording. So, this is a song I played in a suburban living room in Philadelphia last night, and as I was playing, 3 9-year-olds came and sat like right next to me. And it was, I just kept thinking, like, pretend you're the Simpsons on TV, or I don't know. Well, you'll see why I was just kind of embarrassed, and I don't know. I think, you know, like, I'm not like X-rated, and I'm not even like a NC-17, but I'm, you know, like a, I don't know, PG tips, I don't know. Life's become a great big list of things to do and buy and fix. At night we pass out before 10. Are we ever gonna have sex again? I looked for your it today.
Thank you.
I'm remembering all these lyrics, but they're just like, you know, they're imprinted on my psyche for all time.
That's it.
They all came out of real life experiences. Keeps me out of jail. Say you'd like to kill the man who broke my heart. You don't think he should be allowed to live. You say you want to shoot the dude who screwed me up. Me, I'm trying so hard to forgive. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should come to harm, just keep it to yourself. Remember how he cheated and he lied to me. You told me that it makes you lose your head. I see they're pouring concrete on Route 33. Picture, here's his pager number and his cell. He works out at the health club and he really likes to watch himself flexing in the mirror. If he should disappear, just keep it to yourself. With my husband, Reckless Eric. He really wanted to come tonight, but I just wouldn't let him. I was just like, look, I just have to do this by myself, and also I want to go to Tyson's Corner Mall, and I don't want you to come. So anyway, this is a song I wrote about he and I and how we got together, and so this is for Eric. I miss him, you know, but I did get to go to the mall. Some things are more fun without your other half. It was a cold December night. I was sorting out my life. You were heading for a mess, but you didn't know it yet. As I pushed in through the crowd, you were turning your amp up loud. Then our eyes met. Do you remember that? Then 11 months go past. I'm stuck in Cleveland pumping gas. When you call me on the phone, said you were back to living on your own. I celebrated in my head, laughing at everything you said. Then the battery went flat. Do you remember that? Do you remember Glasgow and that club we went to? Everyone said a windy, crazy Sunday. Thanks to the Paranoid Style for doing what they do and strip down. I really enjoyed hearing them, and just fun to get to hang out with them too. go so wrong with the 12 string? It can, you know, it's like twice the amount of trouble. This is an email dated December 10th, 2016 from Philip Roth at Gmail to rzimmerman@aol.com. Look out, the saints are coming through. the next so-and-so. Had my eyes on the prize when it was time to rise. I set my sights near the middle, somewhere below. I tip my hat to you guys. Say thanks for that to you guys. Bars are all closed these days, cause nobody knows. They've moved on to a better address. New work to do, or is it all follow through? Put down for glue and the news. Open the chest, I raise my glass to the old guys. They had some brass to the old guys. And they passed for the young ones to learn. A prayer for my skin that we can make it through life intact. She left to learn could fill infinities, or I've had my turn, but I keep burning on and on and on and back like the old guys. Cause I'm the spawn of the old guys. Keep playing track for the young ones. You jump from. I'm going to wrap this up. No, I don't want you to get, you know, bored, restless. Is there some favorite of anyone's that I've missed? Oh, wow. You've got a lot of good suggestions there. I've got a large body of work, don't I? He walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. The way you pop watching two guys fishing when the river ran through, like there was nothing wrong, nothing wrong. They had their lines in the water 10 feet apart, beer guts, t-shirts, me with my heavy heart. Don't have religion, but I'm trying to pray. And I never liked fishing, but I wanted to stand up and say, hey, I love you, you're perfect. Don't ever change, don't ever change. Hey, I love you, you're perfect. Don't ever change. I picked my daughter up at school last week. She had her headphones on, she barely said hello, and all I wanted was to hug her, smother her with kisses, but I was cool, like, hi there, how did it go? She had chip nail polish writing on her hand. She was nodding her head to her favorite band, staring into space like she was all alone. But I didn't take it personal, it meant that I was home, and I said, hey, I love you, you're perfect. Don't ever change, don't ever change. Hey, I love you, you're perfect. Don't ever change, don't ever change. I'm holding on to anything that's good in this world. There's a lot that's good in this world. Sitting there at the breakfast table, his hair a mess and he forgot to shave. And I wish that he would get up, make it all better, stop drinking so much, learn how to behave. And the radio was playing a Chuck Berry song. He was looking at me, asking what was wrong. I made a list of the things I could say, but it gave me a wink and it all went away. I told him, hey, I love you, you're perfect. Don't ever change, don't ever change. Hey, I love you, you're perfect. Don't ever change, don't ever change. Thank you so much. On vinyl for the first time, and also on CD and some other stuff too. Gosh, this is just so great. I'm so glad I came.
We are too.
Upbeat number. Something to kind of, you know, like, I think I always feel good when I've written a song that could be used at a sporting event. Or at the gym, at least. I don't think anyone requested this, but it's my own request. In 1916, he took a bullet to the head. They all thought that he was dead, but he surprised them. In 1981, I withstood similar attack. I got hit, but I came back, and it keeps happening. Like Rasputin, I get back up again. I'm like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. The ropes and Coptic crosses, took his chances, cut his losses. He was evil, so they tried to put him down. I had mini skirts and lashes, love reduced this girl to ashes. Think I'm done, I'm not done, time for one more go around. I'm like Rasputin, I get back up again. I'm like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. He gave some folks hope, others wanted him to choke, so they poisoned him and shoved him in a lake. I've had lovers and detractors, but my one governing factor is there's nothing they throw at me that I can't take. I'm like Rasputin, I get back up again. I'm like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. This world's a messed up place, our favorite act, the fall from grace, resurrection, isn't it a myth? When I think I've had enough, or too late to be so tough, my need for love sees me, asks me, you coming with? Like Rasputin, I get back up again. I'm like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. Like Rasputin, I get back up again. I'm like Rasputin, I keep coming back, coming back, coming back to life. Coming back, coming back, coming back to life. I'm gonna leave you with this is the last track on Diary of a Mod Housewife. It's a song I rarely play, so if I screw up, well, the show's over, so it's too late to ask for your money back. But see if I can make it through this one, and thanks again. Mm-hmm. We're stronger than that. When we made our vows to heaven home, never thought about how love grows old. Well, even healthy trees, right? Did you hear that? I just modulated and I realized I started in the wrong key. But anyway, I shouldn't have said anything because that was quite masterful without meaning to be. When we made our vows to heaven home, we never thought about how love grows old. Well, even healthy trees run out of sap. Baby, you're stronger than that. And when I look at you, I see too much. I try to walk away when things get rough, but every time I do, I come right back. Stronger than the fairy tales, diaper pails, lack of heat, urge to cheat, shattered hopes, tired jokes, doctor bills, urge to kill. And when we have another argument, you wonder where your feelings for me. Well, even sugar peas run out of snap. Maybe we're stronger than that. We're stronger than the TV shows, runny nose. sometimes I'd like to leave.